بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وللمطلقات متاع بالمعروف حقا على المتقين، كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون. صدق الله. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that when a person passes away, then before, when the laws of inheritance did not yet come down, what was the ruling that he had to make? Wasiyat, that his wife be looked after for 1 year, her expenses be paid, and that she remains in the same house, etc. And the details of all that was mentioned. In these ayat now, Allah Ta'ala explains again the matter of when a woman is divorced, then she must be made happy by giving her some gift, clothing, etc. This masala was previously mentioned also in the four conditions, that when the mahr is fixed, not fixed, when the wife is divorced before consummating the marriage, before touching her after that, etc. One of those rulings was that if the mahr is not fixed and the divorce is given before consummating the marriage, then give her at least some clothing and some gifts, make her happy. There it was written, حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. It is the right of those people who wish to do good and want to be kind. And the Sahaba understood that it is only for those who wish to be kind. It's not a duty, it's not a rule, it isn't a command. So Allah Ta'ala stresses that or generally, all women, when they are divorced, then give them some mata, give them some gift. From here we understand, and this basically is, if namaz is correct in our lives, then the whole of deen will be there. Then the terrible condition of talaq, divorce, which is so much with resentment, so much of long cases that are fought, so much of dirty linen that comes out, so much of fighting that takes place. But if namaz is in place in both the families, then if there has to be a separation, after exhausting all the means, and it is still more better that they be separated, there is no room for them to live together, then that also is done in a very amicable and in fact in a happy way. Even the divorce is done in a happy way, that even presents are given at that time. Not all the filthy, dirty linen that comes out, not all the fighting and the court cases in the kuffar court, nothing of that sort, if the basic thing of namaz is correct in our lives. And we have perfected our namaz, then everything else, even the terrible condition of divorce, also goes well in Islam. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains that generally for women when they are divorced, walil mutallaqat or talaq di hui orto ke waste, and for the women who have been divorced, generally all types, mata'um bil ma'roof, kharaj dena hai qaide ke muafiq, give them some mata, some gifts according to what is understood good in society, what Allah Ta'ala has prescribed. Whatever little gifts, clothing, etc. should be given. حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. لَازِمْ هَيْ فَرِزْغَارُوا پَرْ. This is compulsory on the muttaqeen, on the believers. Those people who fear kufr, who fear shirk, etc. In other words, the believers, they should give something at the time of divorce. But unfortunately, we find in all cases of divorce now, the worst, terrible things happen. All the fighting that takes place, the resentment that takes place, using the children as pawns and hurting the feelings of the mother, not allowing them to go to the mother, taking undue advantage of the father, all the wrong things happen. Whereas in Islam, and this is the command of namaz came in between all this to show us that if namaz is correct, and in that namaz Allah said, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, and humble yourself with humility, make your namaz. The postures are complete of humility, ruku, sajda, but unfortunately the soul does not accompany the ruku and the sajda. Our minds are not present. We still have got our haughtiness and pride. Our heads we put down on the ground, but our arrogance we don't put it down. We don't destroy it. And this is the case of good people and namazis of many years. Our inside is not made at all, because we are not concerned. We are just performing an outward namaz. So all this Allah says, كَذَٰلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. Isi tarah bayan farmata hai Allah tumhari waaste apne hukam. In this way Allah explains all His commands to you in detail. And all the commands of Allah are full of wisdom. And if we ponder in them, and more than pondering, make amal on them. And more than amal, that it is be accepted by Allah Ta'ala, we will get a taste of Iman and Islam, which has been mentioned in many ahadith, that a great honor Allah bestows on a person when he gets the sweet taste of Iman and Islam. But unfortunately, most of us, we are deprived of it. We don't enjoy our Iman, Islam, so much so that how many today, young boys, girls, etc., or others also, even become murtad. They don't find any goodness in Islam, na'uzu billah. No taste of Islam. And many of us are like munafiqs. We are just outwardly Muslims, but inside we haven't got Islam. We follow other people's ways. Kufr ways we follow. We do various types of actions, treatments, etc., all of kufr. And we haven't got the taste of Iman. We just use Quran and Hadith to satisfy our nafs and our ego. But we haven't got the love of it in our heart. If we will make effort on namaz primarily, which is within our limits, which not to bring the whole of deen in one's life is difficult. But just to bring namaz in one's life is possible and it's easy. And by the barakat of that, the whole of deen will come. And all this Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ تَعْكِ تُمْ سَمْجْ لُو, so that you can get some brains in your head. In other words, without that, we haven't got brains. It is just some physical thing that we have got. But we haven't got the heart, we haven't got the brains of it. If we do this, what Allah has prescribed, then the whole of deen, and the most difficult things to go through is divorce. Not only for the couple, but for the family, for the children. All that also will be done not only amicably, but in a very nice way and in a sweet way. So much so, like presents are exchanged at the time of nikah. At the time of divorce also presents will be exchanged. The wife will make her meher maaf. The husband will, we will give her the full meher. And he will give her gifts also. This is our beautiful religion. But we not tasting it, how can other people taste it? How can other people enjoy it? Almost in all our homes, the fights between husband and wife all the time. There is no, and man then, and woman also want their pleasure by other people. Men also go out and find their pleasure somewhere else. Women also have contact with other men and find the pleasure somewhere else. If we can't find pleasure in halal, where are we going to get it in haram? It's only shaitan who makes us feel that we are enjoying in haram, but they're just for a little while, and the minute that is removed, then the filthy and the terrible, horrible consequences of haram relationship show their ugly face, worse than dragons and worse than giants, and all the terrible conditions that come on a person, by which his deen gets destroyed, his akhirat gets destroyed. He gets destroyed, his children get destroyed, the family gets destroyed, the name of Islam is tainted, all because we don't bring one basic thing of namaz in our lives. And we shouldn't be fooled by just coming to the masjid, by making sajda, etc. And the reality of namaz is not in our lives. If it is, we will feel in our heart the enjoyment of namaz, the enjoyment of our deen, the sweetness of iman, which comes in the hadith, that when the sweetness of iman enters the heart, it can never go out again. But how many of us, we acting like Muslims, but all kufr actions we are doing, all kufr treatments we are doing. So therefore, we should try our best to bring proper iman into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.